Should there be a law banning all cell phone use by drivers, including hands-free cell phones? U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood this week came out in support of a phoning while driving ban as he unveiled a national campaign to encourage motorists to hang up and drive. We will talk with a guest this hour from the group Focus Driven, who is focused on cell-free driving. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, January the 22nd. We will welcome your comments and questions for our guest about banning cell phone use by drivers. Would you support or oppose a national ban on all cell phone use by drivers? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And there's a mini discussion going on my Facebook page as well. You can comment there on Facebook, The Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Jennifer Smith, president and co-founder of Focus Driven, advocates for cell-free driving. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks a lot for being with us. So this push would cover hands-free devices too. No cell phone use by drivers.
Yes, it would be a total ban of all cell phone use. The hands-free device, I've made the quote that it's finally getting recognized. It's not where your hands are, it's where your head is. And so, you know, even the hands-free, we think we're safe because we have both hands on the wheel, but our brains just aren't able to process all the information we need to drive when we're on a hands-free device having that conversation.
Well, why have this push now?
Well, back in September of 2008, my mother was killed by a driver who was talking on a cell phone. This conversation lasted less than a minute. He was driving less than a quarter of a mile and never saw the light. The other four board members that are on the board with me at Focus Driven, they have all lost children, many in similar accidents, one of which, a 12-year-old Joe Teeter, the woman was looking straight out the window past three cars and a stopped school bus.
I had no idea. I'm so sorry for your loss. But that being said, maybe this driver who killed your mother could have been, I don't know, eating a hamburger or doing something else that distracted him. People will say we don't have to ban everything that people do in their cars that distracts them, or do we?
No, I don't think we do. I think that after it happened with my mother, I got on the computer and I started doing research, and I saw that there was a lot of science out there explaining this condition. It's called inattention blindness. And that there were over 30 peer-reviewed studies that showed there is no safety benefit to hands-free. And so I personally feel like, you know, this is an impairment. The studies show it's that conversation that impairs you in your brain to the same level as a .08 drunk driver. So I personally feel that if you were impaired as a drunk driver, that practice should probably be banned.
Mm. What about having conversations with passengers in your vehicle? Does that distract a driver as much?
No, there's actually been studies done on that, too, where that passenger, they're seeing what you're seeing. They serve as like a second set of eyes, and they can gauge their conversation to the environment. That their conversation could slow or stop if circumstances, you know, require it. That other person that is on the phone with you, they can't. You know, there's even that little etiquette factor that we have in our society that, you know, if someone's talking to you and they ask you something, you're supposed to answer, and they'll, what are you ignoring me or something. But, yeah, they show that that person in the car that you're having the conversation with is actually a help to you.
Yeah. What's your response to those who would say we have laws on the books already that ban distracted driving? It is against the law to be doing things that distract you. And therefore, we don't need to single out cell phones.
Well, they told me that back in Oklahoma where my mother was killed, and unfortunately he was not charged with anything that had to do with not paying 100% full attention to the driving task. And it's just, you know, there's at any given time, based on the surveys and information and the amount of cell phone use, there can be up to 1 million people at any given time on a cell phone while driving. I mean, if you look around when you're driving, almost everyone is on their phone, and it's getting to the point where they're practically driving second to their phone conversation. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a problem that is escalating. You know, just as Secretary LaHood calls it, it's an epidemic, and we've really got to get our hands on it before it gets more out of control. And now people are even doing texting. And I don't know anyone who would ever think that would be safe to do, but people are doing it anyway. There's some things that a segment of the population just has to have a law in order to make them stop, because their excuse will be, well, it's not illegal, so I should be able to do it.
Wisconsin is on the verge of banning texting while driving. Just have to reconcile some differences between the two houses in Wisconsin's legislature that passed a texting ban, but that doesn't go far enough for you.
Well, no, but we do realize that this is all pretty new to us, and that it's going to be, we're going to have to get things in stages. I mean, the texting, I feel, and I think most people in this country feel, it is a no-brainer. It's taking, you know, the three types of distraction into account, which is the manual distraction, your hands are off the wheel, the visual, your eyes are off the road, and the cognitive, your mind is off the road. So that is going to be the easiest one to get past. And then we're just going to have to work towards next step to protect the lives of everyone driving.
A Facebook fan named Nicole weighs in. I don't think anyone should be doing anything while driving except driving. No texting, no talking on the phone, no eating, no map reading, no taking notes, no reading the paper, no putting on makeup. You want to do that on the way to work? Take the bus. I assume that's where you are, too.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, driving is the most dangerous thing we are going to do in a day. We're driving, you know, a minimum 2,600-pound deadly weapon. Our attention doesn't need to be on anything else but that. And I think, you know, we all need a wake-up call to that. You know, we always want to be busy and productive, and our demands on in our culture are just so hard on us that we're just not thinking anymore. And we all do really need to just slow down and just drive.
What is Focus Driven going to be doing besides appearing on a radio talk show like you are now to push for this ban?
Well, what we're doing is we're really just modeled after Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and we're going to try to do what they did. We're going to provide services to victims. We're going to, you know, give victims a place to talk to. Have other people who are in their same situation and join together to form grassroots efforts, so with their communities, so the people that are behind them in their communities can help. And we're going to let those victims, whenever these legislative hearings come up or whenever these discussions come up, we're going to get our victims out to share their stories and to show the pictures of the loved ones that they've lost, and to show that, you know what, these aren't just statistics. This isn't just numbers. These are real lives that are being taken, and there's a lot of them out there, even the people that are injured. And we hope then that just knowing how many people this has touched and making it become real, that then that's going to change the public policy and the personal responsibility issues, and that people are just going to do different.
And the organization itself is... It coincides with this national campaign, which is also called Focus Driven. So that's unique. It's a sort of a private public effort.
Well, we formed our organization just with the help of the secretary. We are all individual. We've done it all on our own. He just is very passionate about helping us and standing behind us because he believes this needs to be stopped.
We are talking about whether there should be a ban on cell phone use by drivers. We are talking with the president of the group Focus Driven, Advocates for Cell-Free Driving. Jennifer Smith is our guest, and we want to know if you would favor such a ban or not, and why or why not. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Checking our weather forecast for today. It's going to be a cloudy, mild day today with highs from 30 to 35 degrees. There is a chance of light freezing drizzle tonight in western Wisconsin, lows mid-20s to low 30s. Tomorrow, a rainy day statewide. Rain mixed with snow in northern Wisconsin tomorrow. Highs will be in the 30s. Currently, Superior is cloudy, 30 degrees. It's cloudy for the most part across much of Wisconsin. In Eau Claire, 30 degrees. La Crosse, also 30. In Green Bay, it's 20. In Milwaukee, 32. In Madison, 31. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 19 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, January the 22nd. Coming up later today, it's At Issue with Ben Marins. We text, we email, we tweet, we use chat, but many of us don't take the time to converse like previous generations. After 5 on At Issue with Ben Marins, The Lost Art of Conversation. That's coming up after 5. Well, we're talking about talking on our cell phones with a guest who says that there ought to be a national ban on all cell phone use by drivers. This week, while unveiling a national campaign to encourage motorists to hang up and drive, U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood said he also supported banning all cell phone use by drivers, including hands-free devices. And we are talking with a guest from the group Focus Driven, advocates for cell-free driving, and we welcome your thoughts and questions for her at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also comment on Facebook, The Joy Cardine Show on Facebook. Our first caller for Jennifer Smith is Will in Menominee. Hi, Will. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
I feel that if you're not able to talk on the phone or adjust your radio, adjust your heater, whatever the case may be, one, you don't belong on the road. Two, our guest wouldn't be on the show if it wasn't for the loss of a loved one, so this is going to get blown out of proportion, like the mad and sad groups. And another question I have for our guest is, in my community, every day I see law enforcement personnel talking on their cell phone. So why is it okay for them to do it and not the common citizen to do it?
Are you a law enforcement to use cell phones all the time, Jennifer Smith?
Yeah, I really don't think that's safe also. I mean, I don't think anyone should be on the phone when they drive, and I wish the law enforcement would also do that. I've had a few law enforcement people respond to us since our launch saying, you know, that the demands of their job require them to do that, and they know it's not safe just from riding in the car with the person that's doing that. So, you know, I think that whole practice needs to be looked at also. And
Hold on, Will. She's not saying law enforcement can and you can't, Will.
I mean, he can have a bird or a turkey fly out in front of you or a charley horse or whatever scenario you want to come up with, and you're not going to be paying attention to your driving, and there's a possibility that something will go wrong.
Yeah,
just blame it on cell phone usage or...
Yeah,
adjusting the radio or whatever.
Well, how about a turkey flying in front of you is beyond your control. Not talking on your cell phone while driving is within your control. And the studies our guest is citing says that the conversation you're having is distracting you, and you are not paying attention.
There's a lot of distractions out there. What if you just had an argument with your significant other, and you're thinking about that while driving to work?
Well,
driving back home, or you had an argument with your boss.
Again,
you're driving back home.
Right.
That's a distraction. That's going to be on your mind. You can't tell me that you're going to be paying attention to your driving and not thinking about today's events.
But your point, Jennifer Smith, is that this is one item that can be, a law can be put on the books that says don't add this distraction to your driving.
Exactly. This is something that is 100% preventable. So it's something we can do something about. You know, the NHTSA released numbers that in 2008 there were 6,000 deaths attributed to distracted driving. And, you know, that number's just not acceptable. 6,000 lives are gone. The National Safety Council also did a study that they put out numbers that 1.6 million crashes in 2008 were caused because of a cell phone. That's a very large number. That's something we can do something about. So I just think that we need to do something.
Our caller was, I guess, inferring that, yes, you lost a loved one due to a motorist using a cell phone. He said you're blowing it out of proportion. Do we know really how many accidents or fatalities are caused by the use of a cell phone?
No, we really don't, and that's a lot of the problem we have is people say, oh, well, it's not that many, but just because we don't have the statistics doesn't mean that number isn't large. You know, we do have that number that's just under 6,000, but that's all from self-admission and from, you know, the ones that witnesses observed them. Who's really going to admit, hey, I was talking on the phone, I didn't even see the light, sorry, I killed that person? I mean, this is something that's really hard for us to even pinpoint, it being the cause. So I personally feel that that number is a lot greater than what we even think.
Will, I appreciate your call. We have many other callers, though, so I'm going to move on to Rusty in Iron Mountain. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm a state patrol officer near the Wisconsin-Michigan border up by Spread Eagle, Wisconsin.
I know it well.
And anyway, I'd say in the last 5 years, there's been a 60% increase in my stops of people who are doing a lot of inattentive driving, slamming into the back end of people, stop signs, going through red lights, you name it, just in a very small community. And I am totally in force of a ban of cell phones in the use of vehicles. I've seen people going down side roads, interstate roads, in deep conversations, paying zero attention to the road.
And you're pulled over right now, right, Rusty?
What's that?
I said, are you pulled over right now? I'm just teasing.
I'm outside of my house right now.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm near a grocery store. There's a semi parked out here.
Well, do law enforcement, like a state patrol officer, do you need to be using a cell phone while driving?
Once in a while, most of the time, we're supposed to be fully stopped before, you know, we're never supposed to be driving when we're using a cell phone, you know, mm-hmm. at least in our department anyway. But there are several places where, you know, people do use them. You know, it's just such a common thing nowadays. But like I said, through many departments, we've seen many, many, a big increase in inattentive driving.
Yeah. Jennifer, any reaction?
You know, since our launch also, we've been contacted by a lot of EMS, police, fire chiefs that have seen these devastating crashes and have seen these numbers increase, and they are behind us 100% because they are right there responding to this, and they're seeing so many more accidents happen, and the cell phone is on the floor. So, yes, I mean, I'm glad to have them behind us, and I'm glad someone can, you know, back us up and tell us, yes, this is getting really bad.
Rusty, thank you very much for the call, and I'm happy that you can receive our signal in the Iron Mountain area. I've been up there many times. My parents had a place in Spread Eagle of all places. Susan in Delafield emails, I'm a physician and often drive 30 to 45 minutes on call to deal with emergencies. I need my cell phone to get further instructions, updates, details. If your guest gets her way, my patients would be in danger. Any reaction to that, or would there be exceptions in emergency situations?
Well, I do know that a lot of there's some technology answers to this that do allow, you know, calls to 911, and then possibly for doctors in that case, there could be, you know, exceptions made. I'm not saying I have all the answers, mm-hmm. But. In her case, yes, those are emergencies that do need the attention and need her to be there. But in other cases, people's definition of emergency isn't always an emergency. So, yes, with some professions, I think there could be exceptions, you know, as long as the conditions are able to make it safe.
Carrie in Williams Bay is with us now. Hi, Carrie, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm just calling because your band would really create problems for me. I commute 3 hours a day, and I have a tendency to fall asleep if I while driving, and I've tried podcasts, I've tried the radio, I've tried audiobooks, I've tried drinking caffeinated things, and finally the only alternative has been that I'm able to call my husband, and he helps me stay awake. So I have a hands-free device, and without it, I honestly know that I would fall asleep while driving, and I don't have the alternative of a bus or a train or anything like that. So I guess my concern is, when we start putting bans on things, we take away people's right to decide what they need in order to live. And so I.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about that? That some people can handle it, some people think they need it, and some people can't. Why? You know, why punish those who have no problems with their hands-free device and talking on their cell phone, Jennifer Smith?
Well, the science behind that, they have done studies, and David Strayer from the University of Utah, who's been studying this for over a decade, he has formulated that only 2% of the population has the ability to dual process within their brains in that manner and be able to do it safely, and that same 2% would make good fighter pilots. I understand she needs to stay awake, and that's the way that she's doing that, but what is going to happen if she's on that phone call and her brain just can't process information correctly and she misses that child that runs out in the road or that stop sign that she's supposed to stop at?
Yeah. Let me hold you there. We have a newscast from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll continue talking with Jennifer Smith, who is the president and co-founder of Focus Driven, advocates for cell-free driving, talking about a push for a national ban on phoning while driving. This is the Ideas Network. Should there be a law banning all cell phone use by drivers, including hands-free cell phones? We are talking with a guest this hour from the group Focus Driven, who says yes. And we wonder what you say, what questions you have. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 6:36 on this Friday, January the 22nd. If you would like to weigh in on this discussion, call us at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Send an email to talk@WPR.org, or you can comment on my Facebook page, The Joy Cardine Show on Facebook. Jennifer Smith is our guest. She is president and co-founder of Focus Driven, advocates for cell-free driving. And our next caller is Dwayne in Hayward. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
We might as well just ban death. People die. I'm sorry about your loss, madam, but you know your law would literally affect millions and millions of people, millions and millions of miles driven every year with no accidents. You talk about 6,000 accidents. You take that percentage by the millions and millions and millions of cars on the road, by the millions and millions and millions of miles driven every year. It's a very, very small percentage. And you want to restrict people's freedoms because of that very, very small percentage. More people probably die in swimming pools every year. More people probably die on bicycles every year. Why don't we just ban everything? Ban death. You know, you want to make a law. Everybody wants a law. We have so many laws, you cannot help but being a criminal in this country.
What do you say to that, Jennifer Smith?
Well, it's not 6,000 crashes. It's 6,000 deaths, and it's 1.6 million crashes. And unfortunately, when your civil liberties and your personal freedoms do end, when it starts to infringe upon the safety of others. And so, I mean, unfortunately, a law is going to be needed in order to protect the millions of people that are on the roads. I spoke to hundreds of victims and families of victims, and this problem is more widespread than people realize. So, I mean, I'm sorry, and I understand there are a lot of people that feel that way, but there's thousands of people that have been killed over the past 10 years. And, you know, I'd imagine it's a lot more than just 6,000 a year.
Duane, thank you for your input. Brian in Monona emails, as a cyclist, I have been hit and run off the road by cell phone users many times in the last 5 years. I think banning cell phones is the wrong approach. The best way to prevent cell phone use is to require car manufacturers to install inexpensive cell phone blocking technology that would be enabled when the engine is running. These blockers cost about $50. Have you heard about this, Jennifer Smith?
Yeah, I have. I'm aware of there's many different technologies out there and different companies that are coming about with these answers. And, you know, I personally feel like technology is going to be the final solution. So, you know, I hope that they can get improved and get installed and get there, so I will be out of a job soon. I think it's going to take, you know, the education, the awareness, the laws with visible enforcement, and then finally the technology is going to be the answer.
Mm. Well, and so this would enable, if somebody did have an emergency, needed to, you know, call someone because they were stranded somewhere, you could, with the engine off, still use your cell phone in an emergency situation.
Yeah, a lot of the technologies I'm aware of that still are able to call 911 while the car is moving. So that mechanism is not blocked. It's the texting and the normal calling feature would be blocked once the car's going over 5, 10, 15 miles an hour. But the 911 feature would always work, so people would still be able to call for help in an emergency.
Mark in Milwaukee is with us. Hi, Mark. You're on the air.
Hi. I think people forget that driving is a privilege and not a right. You are not given a right to drive. You have to earn the privilege to drive, and that means that you have to have other people's safety at concern, and a lot of people have forgotten about that.
So you're for a ban on cell phones while driving?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We didn't need it before. We certainly don't need to have a cell phone usage now. It just takes away from the cognitive ability of driving.
Yeah, well, you agree, Jennifer Smith, and it brings up a good point. It hasn't been all that long that we used to drive all the time without talking on cell phones.
Yeah, and I tell that to people all the time. You know what? Our lives still progressed. We still succeeded in our jobs. We still grew in all our areas, and we got along just fine without talking while we were driving. And most conversations when people are driving are, you know, hey, honey, what's for dinner? And, you know, oh, guess what I did last night? I mean, we're having a lot of needless conversations that can really wait.
Next we go to Mark in La Crosse. Hi, Mark, you're on the air.
Good morning. I agree with not allowing texting while driving. I think using your hands to do something else in your eyes is a bad idea, but I disagree that hands-free cell phone use should be banned. People that are driving are already multitasking, and, you know, where would this end? Would you ban having conversations in the car with someone else in the car?
Yeah,
would you ban listening to radio while you're in the car? And I'll listen for the comments.
All right. Well, you missed the first half hour when we did discuss passenger conversations, and you said, Jennifer Smith, that studies show that is cell phone conversations are more distracting than having a conversation with a passenger, because the passenger can say, hey, watch out?
Yeah, they can gauge the conversation to the environment, and they serve as a second set of eyes. And when you're on the phone, that it's, you know, your brain can't dual process. It takes 37% away from your spatial processing needed to drive and pulls it into your cognitive thinking and speech recognition. And so you could be looking straight out the window, and you think you're seeing everything, and you think you're fine, but your brain just simply isn't processing everything in front of you, like the stop sign or the pedestrian. It just doesn't even see them at all.
Well,
most people aren't even aware of this distraction because they think they're fine.
I will offer a testimonial. I don't do it often, but I was talking on a cell phone on a trip, a cross-state trip, and I thought I was perfectly fine, and I just missed the exit that I was supposed to take off of a off of a highway because I was in the middle of a conversation and I just drove right by that exit. I'm glad it wasn't, a young child, as you mentioned. I saw my surroundings. I thought I was in complete control. I was observing. I was not trying to, be distracted in any way. Yet I missed that exit sign.
Yeah.
How about the radio, though? The radio's not going to be a second set of eyes. I think our guest says, we're listening to the radio. Doesn't that distract us, too? Should we ban radios?
Yeah, but you're not having to engage your cognitive thinking in the conversation with the radio. You're listening along. Sometimes some people do get very distracted by their radios. I do admit that. But it doesn't serve as a cognitive distraction. And even when people are adjusting it, that's just a second or two that it's doing that.
We'll go now. Thank you to Mark. Tom and Mequon is next. Hi, you're on the air.
Morning, Joy. Well, I think that I'm sorry to hear about your mother, but I think the real thing is it's another power grab by the people in power, the government types, lawyers, people who are really important, like doctors and stuff like that, where the regular people, like me and most people, it's a put-down in a way, and it's a way to take, power away from us, I guess, be able to talk when we want to. And I think there are enough laws in place now to handle distracted driving, and I would say it's if somebody has some sort of traffic altercation while using a cell phone, that they should be banned from using cell phones, from that point on.
All right. Well, punish if it happens and there's a problem, Jennifer Smith, but otherwise leave it alone.
Well, why do we have to wait till someone's killed before we do something? These things are 100% preventable. And I know everyone thinks that they're okay doing it, but just like the other caller said, driving is a privilege. And talking on your phone while you drive is not a right that we were given. It's something that people just really need to think when they pick up that phone. Is this phone call so important that it could be my last or the last of the people around me?
Jennifer Smith is our guest. She is president and co-founder of the group Focus Driven, Advocates for Cell-Free Driving. She is advocating for a national ban on all cell phone use by drivers. And we wonder what you think about this idea. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Checking the weather forecast for today, mostly cloudy, mild today with a high temperature between 30 and 35 degrees. A chance of light freezing drizzle in western Wisconsin tonight, lows ranging from 25 in the north to 32 in the south. Tomorrow looks like it's going to be a rainy day statewide, mixed with some snow in northern Wisconsin. Highs tomorrow in the 30s. Currently, it's cloudy across Wisconsin. Superior, 30 degrees. Eau Claire, also 30. La Crosse, also 30. In Green Bay, 21. In Milwaukee, 32. In Madison, 30 degrees. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. 12 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Friday, January the 22nd. Coming up after 7, looking ahead to fall congressional elections, the Massachusetts Senate race has raised the hopes for Republicans and some concerns for Democrats. We will welcome in the heads of the Democratic and Republican parties of Wisconsin coming up after 7 o'clock. Right now we're talking about the idea of banning all cell phone use while driving, even hands-free devices. This week, U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood unveiled a national campaign to encourage motorists to hang up and drive, and he said he supported banning all cell phone use by drivers. We're talking with a guest who is working toward that end and welcoming your thoughts and questions for her. Aaron in Wakefield, Michigan is with us next. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning, Joy and Jennifer.
Good morning.
Morning. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I've been listening since Ashland, Wisconsin, and I drive a truck for Ignited Couriers, and I've been doing it for about 5 years, and we, we're always constantly on our phones and stuff like that, and, like runs change and stuff like that, and, we got to communicate back and forth with our dispatchers, but the point that I wanted to bring up is, maybe we need to initiate some kind of, like, testing or something like that. You know, when you go to take your, your driver's license test or something like that. Because, I mean, the range of people that I see that might have an issue, while driving on the phone is, like, younger kids. I mean, I'm on the road constantly. I see the people around me, and, the great majority of people that I see having issues while driving, are kids. And, I mean, even adults could maybe even, when you go to get your license renewed, just see how, how you can perform while being on the phone or, possibly doing something else. I mean, I definitely agree that something needs to be done as far as cell phone use and driving, but, I don't think we need to go as far as banning it. That seems a little steep for me. That's my comment.
Thank you very much, Aaron. There's a truck driver who says he does it all the time. Says he has to, but maybe there should be a test when you get your license or some way to gauge someone's ability, Jennifer Smith?
Well, speaking to some of the scientists and the researchers that have been studying this issue, they said that you cannot train your brain to be able to handle this. And so, I mean, just yesterday I did speak with a family who lost a mother and a son-in-law, and then the daughter permanently disabled because a 40-year-old truck driver slammed into the back of them because he just never even saw them stop there. And so, I mean, I just don't think that we'll be able to distinguish between who can and who can't because it is such a small percentage of the population that can do it safely. And, again, what happens when that kid does run out in the road in front of them and they just don't see it because they were on the phone? The chances may be slim that that's going to happen, but what happens when it does?
What about instead of a law on the books, that there is this campaign to encourage people or to educate people about this this actual cognitive situation with your brain while you're talking on a cell phone, that maybe people will voluntarily hang up and drive?
That will work for a percentage of people. But as history shows in different other efforts it's taken, that education and awareness will reach to a certain degree of the population. But then there's going to be that segment that says, hey, it's still legal, so it must not be bad. So they're going to continue to do it until there is a law. Then there's going to be those few that even if there is a law, they're going to do it anyway, so which is why we'll need the enforcement. And then there is still going to be a segment that's going to try to do it anyway, which is why we think technology will be the final answer. But it's each step can reach a little bit more people.
Lisa in Greendale is with us. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, good morning. I completely support banning anything with cell phones, and I appreciate the work that your guest is doing. But what I was calling to say is kind of just what you finished on. I have made a commitment not to use my cell phone when I'm driving, and I don't do it a great deal. And I'm finding it very hard to do, and I'm a very committed person, and I'm going to keep trying not to. I think I can succeed, but I think just the demands on our time, it's just rather than sit in the parking lot before I leave work, it'd just be so easy to just use that time, while I'm going to my next place. And I think it takes a lot of discipline for people to accomplish that, and I just don't see it happening without a law. Even with a law, I think it's going to be a real challenge, but I really do support it, and I think everybody should be tested. I think that truck driver had a good idea because no one would perform well, and I think I really don't believe somebody might be better than another person, but I think people would be shocked to see what the research has shown.
Thank you very much, Lisa. I appreciate that. So she thinks that even if there is a law, which she supports, it's going to be hard for people to obey the law. Jennifer Smith, what would be an appropriate penalty for someone who's yakking on a cell phone and a police officer pulls them over because they're breaking the law?
You know, I'm not real sure what's going to be a penalty that works. You know, I'm not that familiar with, you know, the history of that. What's the final number that makes people work? But touching on the subject that she brought up, it is a hard thing to stop doing. I and most of my board members, you know, even after these tragedies happened with us, it was a hard habit to break because it is a habit now. You get in your car and the first thing you do is you reach for your phone. It's just, we're so used to it. It's like second nature now. And so, you know, I don't know what punishment. I mean, the steeper it is, I think the more people wake up. I've seen some states with $20 or $50 fines. I don't think that's enough. I don't think, you know, people just write the check, oh, there you go, and that doesn't make an impact on them. But it is going to take something because it is a hard habit to break.
Jim and Racine writes, it's naive to think that passing a law against something eliminates its use. Instead, it merely makes another group of criminals and another excuse for police to pull people over. What we need instead is more education, which, out of all the things we've tried to do to reduce drunk driving, has proved to be the most effective. So, again, an advocate for more education.
Yeah, well, looking at the drunk driving model and studying what they did, it did take the education and awareness, but then the laws and the enforcement of those laws, and then finally the technology with the interlock systems. In order for them to get where they are today, it has taken all of that. And, you know, the drunk driving issue still has pretty much a long way to go. 12,000 people a year are still killed by drunk drivers. So that problem hasn't even been solved, and it does have all of those components.
Next, we go to Jonathan in Glendale. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning. A couple of questions. Are you aware that some municipalities have actually passed laws? I'm right now in Glendale, and I know that they have a no cell phone while driving law, although I don't know how people know about it because it's not posted when you enter the city.
And it probably allows hands-free devices, though, yes or no?
I'm not certain of that.
Yeah. So that just that some cities are already doing it, is your point?
Well, yeah. But furthermore, I think that it's why not go after it like drunk driving? Because if you injure somebody when you're drunk, it's a criminal act versus if you just are in an injury accident. Track people down if they were on a cell phone. Look it up, follow it up, and then change the point regulation, too. If you get pulled over while speeding and they can prove you're on the phone, have it be a six-point violation and make people lose their license. And then if it's a continual criminal offense, then you can put the device in their car that deactivates it. But I also have a question with that. Does that deactivate it just in the car, or is it a 30-foot perimeter around the car, or how does that work?
We're running short on time. Do you know if there's a perimeter around the car for that technology, Jennifer Smith?
They have different ones available. There are some blocking ones, but usually there's software that you could put on the individual phone, so it doesn't affect the passengers. And I know that's a lot of the problem with some of the technologies is they're having to make sure to know how it doesn't disable the other phones. But that's something they are working on.
Mm-hmm. In our final minute, Jonathan brought up a good point. There are some states doing things. There are various cities and municipalities here in Wisconsin doing different things. Your point is that it would be best just to have a national uniform ban.
Well, yes, but I know the way that our nation works is it's going to have to come on the state level. You know, the federal government can tell them, you know, we need you to put these laws into effect. We'll give you money if you do, or we'll withhold federal money if you don't. But this is at a state level. I would like to see the states do the uniform laws because, you know, just like you said, different municipalities going in city to city, that can get real confusing for people, and there aren't signs. So if we could get these states to enact laws and hopefully accomplish that to be all across the nation, I think we'll have our job done.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Jennifer Smith, president, co-founder of Focus Driven, advocates for cell-free driving. More information on the website, focusdriven.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.